Hi everyone, this is Larissa Gonzalez, creator of Master Self Love, a blog dedicated to women. You know, I want to show women they are powerful, purposeful, and valuable. And I want to encourage body positivity, share confidence building tips and tools to help you achieve your full potential. That, you know, teaching women that we are more than our appearance and more than our bodies. And I understand there's, if you're a male, gay, transgender listening, then, I mean, you're welcome. I say that it's dedicated to women because I'm a woman, obviously, so I know what women, as a woman, what we go through and how, you know, the beauty industry targets us specifically and just the history of what women have gone through, I mean, obviously, so, you know, that's the reason, you know, I say dedicated to women. But, I mean, I recognize there are different genders of listeners. So, you're more than welcome. I mean, I had a transgender person ask me if it's okay that that they follow me on Instagram. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. Like, that's, you know, you're more than welcome to, you know, any inspiration that you take from it, because I feel like anything I talk about or post, regardless of gender or sexual orientation, or, you know, whether you're transgender, like, you can still take away from it, because that's what my message is that we're more than our appearance and what we're labeled in as by society. So yes, please come. If you find this inspirational, you know, don't find it weird, you know, if you're not a woman. So, but no, I've you know, I'm providing these, just my own experiences. I'm not a therapist. I am becoming a life coach in these specific areas of body positivity and self-love, self-worth, self-awareness. I'm very passionate about it. So, you know, my topics I talk about are things I'm going through or that I have gone through, things I've learned, because I research these things all the time. So much so that now I'm even doing it with the TV shows that I'm watching. So, that's my topic today, is body positivity TV shows. And how, and specifically, the shows My 600-Pound Life and Dietland, I want to talk about how I now kind of watch shows very, I observe them and try to pull out questions, learning about myself and body image and more for my self-awareness. So yeah, and we'll talk about that. So we all know that the media, which includes TV shows, has been a major culprit for negative body image, especially for women, and people of color. And like I say, men, I know, you know, if you watch The Incredible Hulk or what's that, the movie 300, you know, you feel like, oh, you know, a little self-conscious. But no, I know that all people go through negative body image. But I noticed, you know, as an adult the other day that I still have thoughts of that I must be skinny and blonde to be ultimately attractive. Especially here in the Midwest, I've been having those thoughts still, so it's kind of odd, but I mean, I still have those thoughts, even though I've been exposed to body positivity and been working on myself a lot for the past few years. It's normal to still have thoughts like that. I mean, I can't erase, you know, 20 years of negative body image. So, but the other day I was watching Britney Spears' video, Hit Me Baby One More Time, and it hit me. I grew up watching Britney, Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson, and all these you know, blonde, skinny, you know, girls. So subconsciously or even consciously, I wanted to look like them, and that's what was deemed, you know, absolutely gorgeous. And they were. I mean, I'm not saying they weren't, but I feel like that's where, you know, some of my body image issues started, in terms of with relation to TV and whatnot, because I would always watch, you know, the music videos, and it's, you know, always skinny women with, you know, and Britney. I mean, if you watch Britney in the 90s, like, I mean, she was always showing her belly, and, you know, so, you know, I just became aware of how influenced I was by these times in the 90s, where stick thin was in, you know, just as curvy as in right now. You know, first off, bodies should never be thought of as a trend. You know, that's one of the issues. But it's just been acceptable that on TV, especially women are usually underweight and are more aesthetically good looking than the average Joe or Joanna. And, you know, people of color are usually not the main character of the film or television show. If a fat person is on TV, they're usually joked about, you know, or looked at in a negative light. So, you know, in 2018, there's still not many shows or movies that one can view that represents, you know, body types and all, you know, different types of people. So I wanted to talk about two TV shows that I have been watching that represent fat people in general. So Dietland and My 600-Pound Life. And let me just add, like, they're not, obviously both of these are not, they're still viewing fat people in a negative light, although Dietland is, the character deems herself in a negative light, but it's actually promoting positivity. But so anyway, you know, these shows have been helpful on my body positive journey. It adds a lot to my self-awareness. So I wanted to share with you the things that I've noticed with these shows, and just you know, this way you can see how I become aware of some of the emotions tied to my body image and what I kind of notice in these shows, and then you can use that observation on shows and movies that you watch, and then, you know, if you aren't just interested in watching these shows as well. So first off, I want to talk about My 600-Pound Life on TLC. I want to say this show is not body positive, as it's a show based on changing, and obviously a lot of fat shaming is used in the show. But it, again, it brings a lot of awareness specifically to disordered eating and what fat people go through. And in this case, morbidly obese fat people. So first I want to talk about the issues I have about the show, and then I'll talk about how it's great for learning and being empathetic for people who are termed morbidly obese, and just the fat community, which is where the body positivity movement came from, which is the fat acceptance movement of the 1960s. So, you know, I also want to talk about this because I feel like the body positive community, especially on Instagram, has kind of, you know, at some points gone away from the fat acceptance movement and kind of went away from what it really is meant to be, which is, you know, stopping the stigma and of fat people, and just, you know, the oppression that it comes with. And so, you know, that's why I want to talk about these TV shows in general as well. And then also, I mean, I just want to give a trigger warning. If you suffer from anorexia or bulimia, I would not watch this show or ask. I would ask your therapist if you have one, if this would be okay, as it could trigger your emotions about weight gain and body image issues. So just want to give a warning on that. But I recommend watching this show if you have learned about diet culture, what it is and the effects, to really be aware of it in the show. I talked about what diet culture is in some of my past recordings, and I'm gonna have to start numbering these, that way I can reference it, but it's definitely on there if you want to take a listen to that. And because if you're not aware of diet culture, I would definitely learn that, because that's really, if you don't learn about diet culture, it's going to be really hard for you to take out the messages that are in the media, magazines, movies. So you definitely have to learn about what diet culture is and become aware of it. So please listen to that if you're not aware of what diet culture is. So the first problem I have with the show is that on this My 600-Pound Life, is that they bring the person on the show so that they could possibly be considered for the high-risk gastric bypass surgery. So the problem I have with that is the person is looking for a quick fix with a diet culture mentality. So, yes, at the point of being 600 pounds or more, gastric bypass surgery, is, maybe the only life-saving option at this point. But the problem I have is, if you're not going to acknowledge the deeper rooted issues and lifestyle of how your body, of how you got there, you're only looking for quick fixes, and you're not going to help, they're not going to help themselves mentally or physically in the long run. So I noticed that right away. And that's because, again, I'm aware of diet culture, which is fixated on weight loss, because they want you to sell, they want to sell you their weight loss program, and they want you to fail so that you can come and buy their next program, and that, or that you just keep using, if it's a shake company, they want you to keep buying those shakes, right? So they want you to be on this forever weight loss journey, and restrict, and as I talked about with diet culture, when you restrict, it's not good for your health, mentally that's it, mentally or physically. So you're not nourishing your body, you're just restricting foods, you're terming food good and bad, so people just become afraid of food, and they put so much guilt on themselves for eating the bad, quote unquote bad food, and then they overeat, because it's like, well, screw it, I might as well overeat, because so it's just this vicious cycle that diet culture has created. But what lies in diet culture is that people want a quick fix. How many commercials do you see? Oh, lose 20 pounds in 2 weeks. When people hear that, they're like, oh, that's all I need, 2 weeks, and they could go on these crash diets, and then, when the diet's over, because nobody wants a lot, most people don't want to stick to that diet forever. We don't want to starve forever, and then, the weight's gained back or more. So that's what I have had the first issue with My 600-Pound Life, is that these people are on here wanting that quick fix, wanting that surgery, instead of understanding how they got there. So then the doctor on the show, the doctor I forget what his name is, doctor. I can't remember his name, but he's it's the same doctor for every person on the show. And he, like, I understand, like, doctors just have to tell him, you know, how it is in terms of, you know, what if they want the gastric bypass surgery, they're just gonna have to, you know, lose weight to be first considered for the surgery. And he, you know, does it in a way, he tells them in a way that's very shameful. He kind of shames them for it. And the problem I have with that is, like, I mean, you have to understand that, you know, someone didn't just get to 600 pounds for nothing. And again, this is why the fat acceptance movement came about, and then body positivity, is that, you know, we don't know what fat people, like, their body is their business. And, you know, we can't judge someone or put someone down. Like, we don't even know what they're going through, if they have an illness, because there's been people on the show with My 600-Pound Life with certain illness and disease and syndromes that, you know, make their weight, you know, very difficult to just manage. And so, and some they can't even control. So, you know, that's what the, you know, body positivity is not promoting obesity. It's saying, you know, don't judge other people. Like, you know, a fat person's body no longer becomes, no, it's no longer their body, it becomes everybody else's business, you know, and judgments. And so that's, you know, the doctor's judging them. And then the problem I have is that he prescribes them a hardcore restricting diet to first lose that amount, such as 50 pounds before being considered for the surgery. And most of the people fail or can't do it because their body can't handle the little number of calories it's getting. If someone is used to eating 6,000 calories or more, telling them to go on a diet of 1,200 calories is setting them up for failure. And that's essentially what a diet is. Because, you know, a lot of us may not take in those, you know, 6,000 calories. But, you know, we all know that if we were restricted to 1,200 calories, you know, that would be, you know, it's pretty tough, you know, especially if you're used to eating more than that. So, but for someone who's eating, you know, like I say, 5,000 to 6,000 calories, to go down to that low of a number is just, you know, to do it cold turkey is just setting people up for failure. So then, you know, these people come back in and the doctor's like, why didn't you, what happened? And he shames them again. He's like, I gave you the meal plan and, you know, you want to give excuses. And it's like, you know, he's just being very direct with them in a shameful way. And instead of, you know, and then by the second, because he tells them, he allows them another month or so to do it. And then by the second or third failure, the doctor finally then refers a nutritionist or a therapist, and then they lost that weight. You know, it's like, hello. Like, a nutritionist actually, if I actually noticed if these 600-pound people went to a nutritionist, they might even be better off. Or a therapist. But, so, and it's because they're finally learning more about food and nourishing their body and not restricting, you know. So, I've noticed that. And that's just also gives me another validation about how diet culture is no good for anybody. So, diets don't work and they're not a long-term fix. So, you know, learning about nutrition and simple exercises is what should be focused on, but unfortunately in this show it isn't very much. It's just about kind of shaming the person into, you know, feeling bad about themselves and just, you know, I don't like the approach that the doctor has on the show. I mean, he does refer the nutritionist and therapist, but it's like, you know, it should be done all together right away instead of making people feel so much worse when they fail with that hardcore restricting diet. But the reason I started watching this show was I had questions such as, how did these people get to where they are now? How do they feel about themselves emotionally and physically? And how do I feel about them? How do others feel about them on the show that I can observe? Family, friends, significant other, doctors. These are the questions that help me understand and empathize with the person. And it made me think of those questions in terms of my own body image and weight, and to understand how I view myself. Like, you know, I definitely noticed some things that I tie emotionally, maybe from my childhood, you know, in terms of emotional eating, and just tying, you know, your self-worth again to body image. And then I see a lot of the parents who are, you know, obese themselves, and they felt like they were trying to help their, you know, their son or daughter by, you know, telling them to restrict food and kind of making them freaked out about gaining weight at such a young age that they just, you know, that it's really, really backfired on them and just kind of made them overeat, and feel like, you know, they couldn't obtain the perfect body that their parents wanted them or you know, pressured them to have. So it just really taught me how to be very aware of just emotions with, you know, your eating and just, you know, or other habits you might have that you're trying to fill a void that you may have. So that's why I say, like, watching this show, it teaches me that this, you know, these people don't get here just because, you know, they're just overeating. It's just, there's a deeper rooted issue there. And like I say, some have medical issues and it just, you know, I really wanted to learn, you know, about that. And, you know, again, say that fat acceptance does not promote obesity. It recognizes that there's a stigma based on weight and appearances, and that we need to focus on educating people on positive, healthy, mental and physical choices instead of shaming, you know, fat people or anybody for their existence. You know, this is exactly the reason why I love the second show I want to talk about, which is Dietland. So, Dietland is on AMC. And it's such a great show that it's been needed for years. It's based on the best-selling novel by Sarai Walker. Dietland is a dark comedic series that fights back on issues of misogyny, diet culture stemmed from the beauty industry, and rape culture. I really don't want to go into the detail about the show, you know, because I don't want to spoil it for people who want to watch it. I will talk about why it's just more of a must-watch for all women, but just everyone too. Like I said before, if you're a man or gay, transgender, it's definitely a must watch for everyone. You know, I find it interesting when I talk to a man about my blog and, you know, body positivity. I tell them that's what I'm passionate about, and they're like, they're puzzled about what any of that means. And it's, and then they just say comments like, oh, I don't know why women are so self-conscious or worry so much about their weight. And it's like, yeah, you have no idea. But most of us women have no idea either, you know. And that's why, you know, it's great to be aware of the effects of diet culture and, you know, the beauty industry, you know, tugging at our heartstrings, saying we're not enough and that we should search for our worth in their products and services. So, that's why I love this show. So, Plum, the main character, is like the people on My 600 Pound Life. And she's saving up for her gastric bypass surgery so that she can one day become thin and liberated. What I love about this show is that it holds nothing back from exposing the truth about diet culture and the effects the beauty industry has, as well as expressing the anger from the rape culture by having a terrorist group called Jennifer seeking revenge, just like the, you know, the scandals that we've had in Hollywood. It kind of depicts those issues, and it's just, it's so well done on so many levels, and I hope this show is seen by so many people, and it's supported, because it's a show definitely needed to bring awareness to have this crap stop, that, you know, that people need to search for their self-worth in, you know, in their weight loss journey. You know, that's what Plum, the character in Dietland, is. You know, she believes that when she loses that weight, when she has that surgery, that she's just gonna be, you know, the happiest she's ever been. And it's like, no, it doesn't work that way. It's like, and I know, because I've gotten to my quote-unquote goal weight, and it still wasn't enough. I was like, I'm still not that, you know, plastic Barbie doll that I'm envisioning in my head. So, it's just never enough. It's never gonna be enough. So, that's what Dietland is teaching and bringing awareness to, and it's showing it in a fun way. Like, I love the dark aspects of it, because I believe on any life, on any journey, you know, you're gonna have dark times, and people are so afraid of that, and they don't want to feel it and understand why they're going through those dark times, and those are the times that you grow the most. I truly believe that, because I've gone through really dark times, and I've learned so much. And so, you know, don't be afraid of that. And so Dietland just really shows that in such a very beautiful way, with art, with the filmography. There's cartoons, and I mean, I love the music, the theme song to it. So it's a fun show, but it's just gonna bring so much positivity to your journey, especially if you're obviously if you're listening to this, you're on a body positive, self-love and self-awareness journey. So definitely take a look at both of these shows. You know, nowadays I look at media very critical, making sure I'm separating the messages from myself and taking in anything that is only valuable and true. And so I love watching commercials in between as well, because they're full of diet culture and it makes it even more entertaining. But and I also realize that in some of these things you become aware of, it can be painful. As I said, the dark sadness of the part of the journey and trigger you to have negative emotions at times as well, so that it's normal to be on the ups and downs of this journey. So, but it's a journey well worth being on. So keep it up and be proud that you are here. And so, yeah, that's, I hope you learned on, you know, how I kind of observe shows now, you know, because I think the media can be very, you know, it can definitely influence your thinking. And so I definitely, you know, do as an exercise, you know, the TV shows that you watch, just be very observant now. Say, you know, am I thinking in any way that I have to look a certain way because of this show? Or not, maybe not even looks. Maybe you're like, oh, I want this person's, you know, status, or, you know, just so you know what you're kind of yearning for, and that are you tying your self-worth and value into any of these things? And just become aware of, you know, any emotions it's bringing you. So, but I hope, you know, you do watch these shows, especially Dietland, because it's brand new, and, you know, just please support it. And the book is out there too, by Sarai Walker. It's called Dietland. So, I haven't read that, but I'm sure, you know, that's another great read for anybody who's body positivity. So anyway, so I hope that helped this week, and next week I'll be back with a post on, I think I'm going to talk about how to be more consistent with exercise, and again, not tying it to diet culture, because that's an area that I need help with. So I'm going to research that and kind of see, you know, how we can help each other. So as I said before, please follow Master Self Love on Instagram, join our Facebook group, go to masterselflove.com, the links are there, subscribe to the email so you can get alerts to my new topics, and so I hope to see you there, and take care.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app. Free for iOS and Android.